Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, a brutal murder in Guatemala this month has put the spotlight on tensions between evangelical Christians and those who practice traditional Maya religion. The victim was a famous Maya healer and expert in plant medicines. Reporter Maria Martin has our story, and a warning, you're about to hear disturbing audio of the murder.
This YouTube video shows indigenous healer Domingo Chokche surrounded by fellow Maya villagers in Guatemala's northern rainforest. The 56-year-old Chok appears weak as a white-shirted man grabs him and douses him with gasoline from a plastic jug. Suddenly, the man known respectfully by many as Tata or Grandfather Domingo is transformed into a smoking ball of fire. People stand around watching. Some hold up cell phones, filming the moment. No one comes to his aid. A few days later, Chok supporters gathered in the Plaza de la Constitución in the heart of Guatemala City. They burned incense and lit a sacred fire on an altar of flowers.
El Tata Domingo Chok era un guía espiritual, un profesional, un investigador.
Tata Domingo Chok was a spiritual guide, a professional, a researcher, says mourner Amelia Tunco. At the time of his death, Chok was collaborating on a study of healing plants with Dr. Michael Heinrich of University College London. He says Chok's death brings to mind a saying in Spanish.
Every elder who dies is like a library that burns down. So what you see here is a loss of this wisdom, of this ability to engage with the community in terms of healthcare.
Days after the killing, Guatemalan police arrested four evangelical Christians, members of one family, and charged them with murder. Authorities say the suspects believed Chok had been practicing witchcraft. Indigenous rights activist Rosalina Tuyuk traces the roots of the killing back to Guatemala's Civil War in the 1980s.
No hemos superado todas las secuencias que dejó el conflicto armado.
That was a time, Tuyuk says, when Protestantism and especially evangelicalism began to play a big role in Guatemala, when those who practiced Maya traditional spirituality and Catholics were often accused of being communists or witches and persecuted. Virginia Garrard at the University of Texas Austin says even now, a quarter of a century after the war ended, some Pentecostal cults have a militaristic bent. There is, she says,
a specific variety of Pentecostals that practice this thing called spiritual warfare, which is casting out demons, which they take to be minions of Satan or Satan himself.
Garrard suspects this was the motive for Chok's murder.
I assume that he and his practices were the embodiment that they despised.
Evangelical leaders did not respond to NPR's request for comments. The local Catholic bishop says it was personal and not religious differences that led to Chok's murder. But human rights groups report that in recent years, nearly 20 indigenous healers have been attacked or killed. And although the accused in Chok's murder are themselves Quechua Maya, Maya scholar Maria Aguilar believes racism was a factor.
We have to think about the colonial legacy that has permeated indigenous communities and certain sectors into making them believe that our spiritual practices can be seen as witchcraft.
Since the murder, another healer involved in the research with Chok and the London professor Michael Heinrich has gone into hiding.
So the current generation of healers already is in a very difficult situation in terms of a very fragile social structure. Call it racism or not, but there is an element in it of denigrating a person's right to see the world in a certain way.
And that includes, says Heinrich, his right to practice his religion and his kind of medicine. For NPR News, I'm Maria Martin.